I'm joined now by Irene Ball, the garden chair, Sandy Hang, past president, and Sharon Dargo, whose garden we are standing in right now. How beautiful is this?
It is. I hope you're enjoying it. I certainly do.
How old is this garden? Is that how you would put it?
Oh, gosh. Well, we've been living in this house about 30 years. When we bought it, you could not even walk off the back deck. It was so covered with poison ivy and scrub. And so we have cleared and hauled, and I would say it's about 30 years old.
Well, let's walk and you can tell us. Now, these are hostas, but these are the biggest hostas I've ever seen.
They like it here, I guess. We do a lot of fertilizing. We bring in compost every year. You know, they're like my babies, I guess.
What do you use for fertilizer?
It varies. We use just some natural organic products that we usually put down after we put the compost down and before we put the mulch down. And it seems to carry them through.
I don't see a weed, and this is a huge garden. What is your secret? Share it with us.
Well, they do creep up every once in a while, but mulching, I think, is a big key. We mulch pretty much every year, and that helps to keep the moisture in the soil and also keeps the weeds down.
Now, I think when people hear garden, they think flowers, but I'm not necessarily seeing a lot of flowers here. How would you describe this garden? Is there a theme or a goal?
Well, I think we have focused more on texture of leaves, color of leaves. We have a lot of shade back here, so you're not going to get a lot of bloom. But to me, it's just peaceful being able to look at the different layers of things and the different shades of green and reds and purples and just appreciating that.
What do you think is your most unique plant or item out here?
Oh my. Well, my husband would love to say his little Japanese maples. He has quite a collection of miniatures. I hate to name a favorite, you know, but I do really enjoy my fern. I have some kind of unique Alaskan fern on the side of the house, and
Where does one get Alaskan fern in the Ann Arbor area? Was it imported?
Yeah, you don't anymore. And I think it's really not appropriate for our zone, but it's in sort of a little microclimate where I have it placed, and it just does really well. So I got it years and years ago, and it's been there ever since.
So tell me how you feel when you sit on your deck and look out at your amazingly beautiful garden.
Wow. Well, my neighbor next door used to say that this is my golf game. So it really is my sanctuary. It's a place for me. It's very quiet. And I can just really be at peace back here.
How many hours a week would you say that you work on it?
Oh boy. Preparing for this garden walk, I've been back here probably 5 to 6 hours a day. Typically that is not the case. But I'm back here almost every day that I can be, just appreciating it, I guess. Yeah, it's not work to me. It's just pleasure.
Speaking of the garden walk, who wants to fill us in on some of the details? Sandy?
There's so many details. This is our 25th anniversary, which is a very special event for us. So this is a juried event of the best of the best gardens of the last 24 years. And these are lifetime achievement gardens this year. They're like Sharon's garden. They're special, they're unique, and they've taken a lifetime to create. So it's a very special garden walk for us. And you know, June in Michigan, it's glorious, it's luscious, it's provocative. And garden art, it's ephemeral, it's in the moment. So this is an opportunity to capture that moment. And it's not like art on a canvas where you can look at it tomorrow or next year. You really have to be there in the moment when a peony opens, or to see a rose at its perfection.
Now, you were telling me that there are some pretty unique and special gardens in the walk this year.
Well, one of the gardens, all of them are special. They're all very special. But one of the gardens is a longtime Ann Arbor nurseryman, Versal Fraley. And this is another lifetime achievement garden. He's been honored by the American Hosta Society. And so it's not just like an arboretum. It's full of incredible perennials and hosta. We have another gardener who we call our serial gardener. It's the only new garden on the walk. But this is the third garden that he's created that's an achievement. And it's a newer garden. And so there is one new garden, but he's the serial garden, the best of the best gardeners. There's others I could go on and on, but each is unique. We even have a farm in the middle of Ann Arbor with a chicken coop and bees and vegetables. So it's not just flowers and trees. It's the entire biodiversity element with water features and plants and animals.
Okay, Irene, bring us home with the dates and the times and how we can get tickets.
Well, what's different this year is a 2-day walk instead of a 1-day walk. Saturday, June 13th, Sunday, June 14th, 10 to 4. Tickets can be bought online at AnnArborFarmAndGarden.org or at Nicholas Books, Downtown Home and Garden, Mathai Botanical Gardens, and Dixboro General Store. And also at the gardens that day.
And tell us the dates.
June 13th, Saturday, June 14th, Sunday. Different gardens on each day.
Okay, anything else?